You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are now in the fourth week of Lent, and our scripture passages for this week continue to focus on the new life in Christ that comes through His anointing and enlightening of us, and on our appreciation of the goodness of that life. This Sunday, our scripture passage meditation is from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 10 to 41. This is the account in the Gospel of John where our Lord Jesus Christ heals a blind man. This man whom our Lord Jesus Christ restored was one whose case was evidently beyond all human power. He was known to have been hopelessly blind from his birth, and evidently people were convinced that in some way his affliction was connected with special sin. This was an opinion familiar to the Jewish people, so that not only was the man a special sufferer, but according to this belief, his affliction was the result, so to speak, of a divine decree. Thus, his restoration would manifestly be a work not only of mercy, but of divine power. And in this case, where the cure was so extraordinary and so manifest, it could not fail to impress all who witnessed it, that here was one more than man, and that his work, performed by him, was indeed a work of God, and must have been made by one sent from God. Only he, as the psalmist in Psalm 94, verse 9 says, "Form the eye, could thus be able or give power to heal the eyes to which sight had been denied from birth." In this story, we can find Jesus proved himself to be the promised Son of Righteousness, the light sent to lighten the Gentiles. In all his miracles, our Lord had not only the immediate end in view, such as the alleviation of human suffering, but the general and comprehensive end of showing forth his glory as the Messiah, and thus the glory of his Father. This also was to be the one of the glories of Messiah's reign, one of the signs of his working. As the prophet Isaiah prophesied, "The eyes of the blind shall be opened." And at the beginning of his public ministry, narrated in the Gospel of Luke, our Lord proclaimed that this is part of his mission. When John sent from his prisons two of his disciples to ask, "Are you he that should come?" Jesus, in answer, pointed to his teaching and works in proof of his mission. And at the head of these, he places the fact, "The blind receive their sight." This, then, was an undoubted sign of Messianic times and of the working of Messiah. And prominence is given to it on account of the included spiritual meaning to which the miracle points. Messiah was to give sight to the spiritual blind. This, so far as the blind man was concerned, was the end for which this miracle was made. Not only would Jesus restore him to sight, but rescue him from a deeper spiritual blindness. The man went forth trusting in the word of Christ, and he went not in vain. He came seeing, in a double sense, for now he believed that the divine teacher, of whom so much was spoken, was indeed the anointed of God. It was a notable miracle. Many were aware of it, and it was a convincing answer to the opposition and calumnies of the Jews. All believers spiritually go through the same experience as this blind man. We, by nature, are poor, miserable, blind. Of ourselves, we can do nothing to alleviate our wretchedness. Grace and grace alone. The sent of God alone can bring us from darkness to light. But the means he prescribes must be used. Have we listened to our Lord Jesus Christ's gracious command, obeyed it, and have we spiritually received sight? If not, then in this Lenten season, let us hear his invitation. Jesus anoints the blind so that they can truly see. They receive light from being joined to the Anointed One, who is the light of the world. Let us then come to the Anointed One, that we may also see the light.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.